biggest news starts now. AM 1240 WJON.
Good afternoon. WJON News Time, 105 and 76 degrees. Stay tuned. A look at your WJON weather eye forecast coming up in just a few moments. St. Cloud joined several other cities in Minnesota requiring people to wear a face mask when out in public. After a lengthy discussion, the council voted 5-2 to pass the temporary ordinance during the COVID-19 pandemic. Council President Jeff Gerger says he's frustrated that the issue's become so controversial.
This is a minor request to try to make people in this community safe. I just can't understand where this has turned into such a big deal.
Mike Conway voted against the ordinance, citing the low numbers of COVID-19 positives currently at St. Cloud Hospital.
A little more piece of information. As of Friday, because that's the most recent information I have, there were 7 COVID cases in the St. Cloud Hospital, none in the ICU.
Conway says he's all for private businesses and private citizens making the decision for themselves, but he's not in favor of a city-wide mandate. A local organization is making sure those experiencing homelessness in the St. Cloud area are sheltered and fed amid the pandemic. Homeless Helping Homeless was founded in 2019 by a coalition of homeless folks and Harry Flegel, a retiree and active volunteer. Flegel says the organization has received grant funding through the city of St. Cloud to put homeless people and families up in hotels at no cost. Right now, 142 people, including 35 kids, are safely isolated in hotels. And Flegel says the most vulnerable to deadly COVID infections are given first priority.
Once the word spreads in the community, especially a smaller community like St. Cloud, people who are homeless will share information with other people and pass phone numbers or borrow somebody's phone. We've got a waiting list for the motels of about 166 people. So if I've got an opening in a hotel, it doesn't take me very long to fill it. Just usually a matter of minutes.
Flegel says the goal is to give people a chance to look for work and save money for their own future homes or apartments. Great Theater announced yesterday they've decided to postpone their 2020-2021 season. Executive Director Dennis Whipple says there were many factors that played into that decision.
Well, Governor Walz has turned up the dial to allow for entertainment venues in Minnesota to open at 25% capacity. Filling only 200 seats at the Paramount isn't economically viable for Great. The reality is Great will be much smaller for the next couple years.
Whipple says they do have a few ideas on how to bring live theater back to central Minnesota, including some live stream performances at the Paramount and Helgeson Learning Lab, including the showing of the Laramie Project. The first live stream performance will be September 13th.
WJON Radar Weather.
For St. Cloud and Sartell, cloudy skies today. Chance for some scattered thunderstorms. A high of 76 degrees. Winds are becoming westerly at 8 to 15 miles an hour today. Partly cloudy skies tonight, dropping down to 58 degrees overnight. Winds will be northerly at 5 to 10. Tomorrow looks nice. Partly cloudy, 76 degrees. Winds out of the north at 5. Clear and 57 tomorrow night. On Thursday, partly cloudy skies, a high of 82. We see winds become southeasterly at 5 to 10. Friday, we should see the humidity and the heat return, a high near 90, cloudy skies, scattered storms possible, and winds out of the south at 8 to 15. On Saturday, mix of clouds and sunshine, chance for scattered storms continuing, warming up to 92 degrees in the afternoon. On Sunday, 91, with a mix of clouds and sun, but don't rule out some scattered thunderstorms as those winds continue out of the southwest. For more St. Cloud area news, weather, and sports, visit us online at WJON.com. I'm Lee Voss, WJON.